coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, we're looking at defensive ends in this segment, and this is a really good group. We get started first with Cliff Averill from the Lions out of Purdue, Greg. He's been very productive, Greg. Now, here's my first question. When you watch this tape, is he just a 4-3 down lineman, or could he play in a 3-4?
Ah, that's the question.
All right.
And I think his movement is such that you could line him up as an outside linebacker in a 3-4. Now, keep in mind, 3-4, 4-3, people judge that by how many people are in two-point stances,
right.
three-point stances.
Right.
That's not really the best way to judge because they're built on what we call gap concepts. But if you're asking me, can he stand up in a two-point stance at times, I believe he can. Now, here you're going to see him right there. There's Cliff Averill. Now, Cliff Averill is a pretty athletic kid. You wouldn't say he's dynamically explosive the way you would love your outside pass rushers to be, but he's got very good movement, and you're going to see that a bit here, that he gets the edge. He gets upfield. He closes it once he gets upfield. That's what you want from an outside pass rusher. And again, I think Averill has that kind of ability. If we just freeze it for a sec, again, you're going to see him right here. He primarily lined up at left defensive end for the Detroit Lions. That's essentially been
and
his
position.
And, of course,
position. That's the wide nine that they're using right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah, and you see the movement right there. Again, started upfield, came back underneath.
Good short area quickness.
That's what he is. And I think he does have some versatility where you can stand him up and maybe even move him around. So I think he's not just for a team that runs a 4-3 where you just say you're a left defensive end. He can do a little more than that.
Now, a guy we don't hear a lot about is Matt Shaughnessy, yeah. Greg, out of Wisconsin with the Raiders. What's he bringing to the table?
Yeah, here he is right here, and he always flashed on film to me. Now, he's been injured. He's not a pure pass rusher. See, the problem with guys who are not pure pass rushers, as we let this go, is they sort of fall a bit in value because everything now in the NFL, Adam, as you well know from the people you talk to and just watching the game, mm-hmm. is geared toward the pass. So he's a nice, solid player, and he can be a rotational player, and here he is again right here. And this is a pass rush. And I believe here he's working against Jake Long as
yep.
we let this go. But he does have some pass rush ability. It's not as if he can't do that. But I don't think he'd be signed by someone to say he's my right defensive end edge pass rusher. So that could impact his value somewhat. But I think if you're looking for a rotation D end that can play 30, 40 snaps, give you some very solid run defense as an occasional pass rush, I think Matt Shaughnessy is a pretty good football player.
Now, our next guy is someone, again, we don't hear a lot about.
No, and he had a very good season.
Michael Bennett with the Bucks, brother of Martellus Bennett. You don't hear about him a lot. Was not drafted out of Texas A&M, but number 71 of the Bucks has had a very good career in the last
couple
of seasons.
Yeah, and he's here at defensive end. And we're going to start at defensive end and watch him here. But he brings great versatility as we let this go. This is where he lined up. I love the way he used his shoulder, his strength mm-hmm. there. Good ability to separate there with strength. But what I really like, and this is what the Bucks did when they went to their sub packages, their nickel and dime, is they brought Bennett inside. He's right here, and he was very, very effective inside. So now you're dealing with a player, and this is so important in today's NFL. It's a game of situational sub packages. You're now dealing with a player who can line up at defensive end in your base. He can line up at defensive tackle in your sub packages, and he's got some pass rush ability. I think he's another one of those players, like Cliff Averill, that gives you a little more than might meet the eye when you first look at them.
All right, now our next guy is Dwight Freeney. For the first time in his career with the Colts, he had to drop a little bit. Had to play outside linebacker, Greg. How did he look?
I thought he looked okay, but he's a defensive end.
Right.
And you're going to see him right here. This is what he is. He's lined up wide. He's working on Dwayne Brown, who's an all-pro left tackle. This is what Dwight Freeney is. And look, he's an older player now. The Colts are looking to revamp the defense. They're not going to pay him a 4 or 5 year deal at big money.
Right, and as you've told me for years, listen, every team a nickel,
but
even
if you're a 3-4
team, right. Right.
Look at that move right there. See, he did just what you do when you're a big-time pass rusher. So you go back and look at him dip his inside shoulder Okay, that's the first part.
Still very fast.
A lot of guys can do that, but then they can't skim the corner. Get low and skim the corner. Freeney was able to do that and then skim the corner and explode to the quarterback. That's what you look for when you watch pass rushers.
And one of the things I like now is, because you saw it last year, he'd play with his hand down in nickel. As we know, all teams always go to a 4-3 front just about. Even if you're a 3-4 team, you go to 4-3. He's still got that athleticism.
Yeah, and here he is again at right defensive end. That's his position. And you know what's always overlooked about Dwight Freeney as we watch this play? The bull rush.
Yeah, bull rush.
He is the perfect definition of what we like to call speed to power. You start off with initial speed. You come off the ball quickly, which he's great at. Then instead of trying to win on the edge, you explode right into the offensive tackle. Speed to power. You get underneath the pads of the offensive tackle. If you get underneath the pads, Adam, it doesn't matter if that offensive tackle weighs 100 pounds more than you. You will drive him backwards.
Yep. All right, our next guy is O.C. Umenyor of the Giants. Now, here's an interesting guy here. Troy State. You look at that school and you go,
I believe it's just Troy now.
That's right. They've changed the name. They've dropped the state part of it. But if you remember DeMarcus Ware and some other small school guys, you don't hear a lot about them. But Ernie Corsi of the Giants, the former GM, was right about this guy. A very good football player. Had some knee issues in recent years. He's gotten up there in age, Greg. What's he bringing to the table?
Yeah, and again, here's a guy, as we see him right here at right defensive end, in a very wide position, so he has space with which to generate his speed. And I think the key thing with O.C., he's always been a space player, a speed player, a movement player. Not a lot of guys move like he does. The question is, how many snaps a game can he give you? Now that he's moved on a little bit in his career, and I think that will impact his value on the free agent market. And we're going to see him again here. Again, he's the right defensive end. Look, the wide nine, whatever you want to call it, he's wide because he needs the space to work. Is he a guy who can only play 30 snaps for you, or is he a guy that can play 50 or 60 snaps? How you see that will probably determine what kind of offer he gets and what team signs him. I'm not sure he can line up and play 60 snaps for you at this point in his career. I think if you play him 30, particularly in sub-packages, he can still be a very, very good pass rusher.
And that leads us to the next guy, John Abraham, who was recently
released.
Same
situation for
him. He's in his mid-30s.
Yeah.
Is he a situational guy?
Yeah, here he is.
Or is he a three-down guy?
I think he's a situational guy. Here he is with his hand on the ground in a three-point stance. And again, bending the edge.
He get there real well.
One thing that Mike Nolan did, the defensive coordinator for Atlanta with Abraham this year, a lot more snaps standing up. And I think that might be his future now as a sub-package player, a little bit of a joker element to him. Guy you can move around, you can stand him up in a two-point stance.
As you saw right here.
Yeah, I think here, you see it right here because he's on the left here. So here, we've seen him on both sides. This is what I think John Abraham has now evolved into later in his career. I think he can still rush the quarterback, Adam. I think if you use him for a fewer number of snaps, he can still be a very effective pass rusher.
Great job out of you, Greg. Check us out next time in the film room.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryan's has it.